Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old Trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best-sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs.
Yowza! The Tune Meister's back in the house! I am so sorry about last week, boys and girls. We didn't air due to unforeseen circumstances. I was on call, and I believe we had technical difficulties while I was away. So, to make up for it, tonight, we're going to look into the psychedelic 60s. Oh, boy. For most of us, that's pretty much a blur. But some pretty goddamn good music came out of the 60s, and it set the stage for the 70s and the 80s, all except for that disco crap. And tonight's lineup, I think you're really going to dig it. First up, I'm not going to tell you what's first up, not right away, but Traffic, of course, was on hiatus during the original Woodstock. We all know that, because Steve Winwood joined with Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker to form Blind Faith. Rock fans often debate whether it was Blind Faith or CSNY, or Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, that was the first band ever labeled as a supergroup. In any event, even as the original Woodstock Festival featured one of the earliest performances by CSNY, actually their second performance, was taking place in upstate New York, Blind Faith was on tour on the other side of the country, playing in Santa Barbara, California, on August 16th, 1969. It was Blind Faith's only tour, as the group came apart almost as quickly as it was formed. So sit back in your chair while the Tune Meister rocks you with one of only 30 or so concerts that Blind Faith ever performed. And it's definitely worth the listen. So put everything on pause and get ready to rock on.
Here's what's happening on Quack House Radio. Saturday nights from 8 p.m. till midnight Eastern on QH4, the Tune Meister brings you happy hour. Saturday nights on QH3 from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Eastern, Paul Higgins has the Aquarian Moons. Saturday evenings on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Saturday Shoutout from 8 p.m. till 10 Eastern. Then through the week on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Monday Mayhem from noon till 2. Then on Tuesday, 6 p.m. till 9 o'clock, the Tuesday Titan. Wednesday, the Hump Day Right Away. Thursday, the Thursday Throwdown. And on Friday, the Friday Funk Night. And when you're just ready to get off work Eastern Time at 5 p.m., it's Sam-O Radio. Mondays 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., Tuesday through Friday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on QH3. And then the rest of the time, 24 hours a day, it's Donald Duck Landis, playing anything and everything. So your place for entertainment 24-7, QH1, QH2, QH3, and QH4. That's Quack House Radio. Check out our website at quackhouseradio.net. Wow.
They get in free. I don't mind, you know, it's all right if somebody gets in free because of ingenuity. You know, that's cool. You know, let them get in free, man. You know, if they can do it, fine. It takes guts and little brains, you know, and a little cool. All right. But if they hurt somebody, it's not right. Not if somebody gets beat up and gets tickets pulled away from and someone gets hurt. So many people have been hurt tonight at these doors and up in front that we have a participation of a riot here, and I don't want it to happen. If it does happen, there won't be no show, and it'll be because of the people outside, and I'm doing all I can to stop it, and all I can do is ask you to help. Don't let them come in, man. There's no room. We could use some sturdy fellows in the front door back there. But that's up to you. The thing is, I don't want this stage area rushed either. If that happens, we'll have to stop the show also. If anybody comes in this area, the show is stopped. See, we have to keep this area clear. If we don't have a sound system, you can't hear Blind Faith. If you can't hear them, then you're not hearing Blind Faith. You're not going to enjoy the show, and it ain't going to happen. If you want this thing to go on, let's everybody cool it. And if you know anything about what's going to happen, ask your friends not to let it happen. You know, like the people that are going outside and telling and encouraging these guys. Well, bust through the doors, man. Well, if you do that, the show's going to be stopped. And, you know, it's a real bummer. And I am doing all I can to keep this thing going. And I'll continue. Thank you.
Are only held down there with little bailing wires. They're going to come down and kill the people underneath them.
They give you so much room to sit down here.
That you'll cut the power. If you cut the power, we won't be able to go on with the show. So don't crowd in. If you crowd in, the show will be stopped because the power will be shut off. Don't step on the cords, you know. Be cool.
Thank you very much. Buddy Holly.
And it's called Can't Find My Way Home. Thank you. Gonna do another song off the album. It's called Have to Cry. It's all basically sad.
Yeah.
Hartford, Eric Clapton. Thank you. A song by Robert Johnson. Written by Robert Johnson, played by him.
Thank you. now like to do a hymn written by the Reverend Eric Clapton. And this is called In the Presence of the Lord.
Everybody! anyway, yeah, we're gonna do a traffic number now.
It's called Means to an End.
What is it called?
Thank you.
Thank you. John Organ, Rick Walsh on bass, and Ginger Baker on the drums. Thank you. Eric Clapton on guitar.
Man, that certainly kicked ass. It definitely brought back memories. God, where could they have gone if they were together longer than the short, well, less than a year they were together? This concert was about a month after they released their debut album, Blind Faith, which was about a month after their debut performance. As I mentioned earlier, which is probably only 30 or so concerts they did. On Crab, you'll find three of them, including their debut performance on 7th of June, 1969, at Hyde Park in the UK. Blind Faith is just a good listen.